Slugging it out on a court that is way hotter than the actual air temperature is a setup for heat-related illness, according to Dr. Brian Growey, a UC Health sports medicine surgeon who was the doctor for tennis players at the Western and Southern Open. Right now, there are a couple of common ways for them to cool down.
If they want to drink water or if they want to use what the ATP currently has, which is a wet towel, they have to call for it. From one of the ball boys or one of the custodians.
But last month at the City Open in Washington, D.C., players got to try out something new. Cool seats, a pad they sit on between changeovers that maintains a temperature of 55 degrees. The one for chair umpires is warmer, 80 degrees, because they can sit on it throughout the entire match. There is also a cooling vest. The manufacturer X-Temp says on its website, the simplest way to explain the technology would be a comparison to water. Water only freezes at 32 degrees and takes a long time to do so. The life of the freeze is short and dissipates quickly. This technology is the exact opposite. It can freeze quickly at safe, variable temperatures and hold that specified temperature for an extremely long period of time. Dr. Growey calls it pretty exciting technology.
We control our body temperature by getting blood flow to our skin, and we all know about evaporative heat loss in terms of sweating. However, that only accounts for about 20 to 30% of heat loss for our body. So what the ATP has done by designing both the cool seat and the vest, they are exploiting both conductive and evaporative heat loss. And this is where the other 60 to 70% of our heat loss can occur. So what the seat will do is it will stay cool. So while you are sitting on it, your body can exchange heat more efficiently and better. So not only will it hopefully prevent heat-related illness, but it can also treat heat-related illness as it creeps up on these athletes throughout the match.
He says the time it takes for players to cool down depends on how hot the weather is and how hot the athlete is. Former number 15 in the world, Robbie Ginepri, was at the Western and Southern Open. He was also at the Washington tournament, and that's where he first tried out the cool seat. The 31-year-old is already a fan. He said it kept his butt cool and refreshed, and he used the vest on a bike while he was cooling down. Chair umpire Susan Burns saw the cool seats at the City Open as well.
I didn't notice anybody taking it out from underneath their seat and throwing it off to the side, so it seemed like something that they were comfortable with, that it was comfortable and maybe very beneficial.
Burns, who was also an umpire at the Western and Southern Open, says it does get hot up in the chair.
Temperatures here in D.C. Can get extremely hot, and I think anything that could bring someone's body temperature down and help with their performance, whether it be athletic or concentration as a chair umpire or line umpire, would be greatly beneficial.
Burns would like to try it out herself. Quite a few tennis players aren't yet familiar with the high-tech cushion, including Serena Williams. WVXU asked her about it at the Western and Southern Open.
I don't really know about the cool seat yet. If I'm hot, I don't like to be shocked with cold, so I like to kind of take it a little bit at a time.
Dr. Growey says there really aren't any health negatives unless, in the rare case, your body was allergic to the material. He likes the vest idea.
Because it increases the surface area for which the cold mechanism is attached to on their body, whereas the seat, you know, their rear end is the only thing that's touching it.
Look for the cool seats to chill athletes in other sports and for use by weekend warriors. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.